sometimes you got to come up for air. You know, sometimes you just got to disconnect. I'm serious about that. You can't sit and look at politics all the time. You just go crazy. Truly gone fishing over the rainbow, crazy. You know, toys in the attic, that sort of thing. By the way, my next guest, I don't know if he has toys in the attic, but he sure has been out looking in people's attics and barns and wandering around Michigan and finding things of interest for years and years, lost for so long you can't even realize he's back. Ron Rademacher has been wandering Michigan back roads for a very long time. This brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. There he is now, Ron Rademacher, stumbling out of a dirty barn. Ron, how are you?
I am doing just great, man. I'm waiting for those puffballs to come up.
It is time.
About usually the second week of September down in your part of the state. So I thought up here I'd see them, but I haven't seen any yet.
Let's be honest about your mushroom proficiency. Let's just get right to it.
Well, there is that, but I'm really good on spotting. I mean, I know what a puffball is. That one I can go after that, and the chicken of the forest I can go after those. That's about it.
Yeah, the puffballs are big and white, and you can see them from half a mile away at 65 miles an hour. Just lock up the brakes and pick it up.
Absolutely.
There you go. So what's happening, my friend?
Well, you know, we had a great time in Grand Ledge last week. I got to say thank you to several. You're popular in Grand Ledge. Did you know that? Man, a lot of people came over and said, oh, yeah, we listen to you guys all the time. You know, we always listen to Steve. Sometimes we listen to you, Ron, but we always like Steve.
That's cool. I like that. Shout out to our good friends in Grand Ledge, Michigan today, then. How you guys doing? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, they were just great. So that's going on, and, I'll give you a couple of quick ones here. The monarch butterfly migration is peaking. Big flock spotted about 3 days ago in Sheboygan. So if you're going up north, if you go over to Stonington Point, that's where the big gatherings are. Tens of thousands will gather depending on weather. Yesterday it was pouring up there, but the weather is good today, so maybe we'll see some come in.
Well, that's cool, yeah. I like to... You know, the weather's not too bad, but I feel it cooling off, and I'm concerned that my farmer friends... I got some rain here and there, but I'm just concerned that, you know, they're just not going to... make it because the crop got in late, didn't make it. I wish it had.
Got in late, and it keeps raining. You know that. The farmers are they're on their toes. You know, when they get a chance to get in the fields, they're going on in. So.
Yeah, they're struggling a bit. Anyhow, so where do we want to go?
So we can talk about color real quick too before we get to some of the other events going on. Not a lot of color out there, although I will tell you, oddly again, there's color along around Gaylord already. The tips are changing around Gaylord, even though they're not in the UP.
I did not see it around.
So we're still a little bit early, and I'm keeping my eye on, Benzie County, because some of those lookouts from south of Frankfort up on those hills, you can see some views up there. They're just unparalleled in the whole state. So
we'll
keep you up to date on that.
All right, good. All right, where are we going?
I was in the UP. I went the wrong time because this weekend... is the Upper Peninsula Fall Beer Festival. One of the big ones up there, Marquette. 100 Michigan brewers will be there. I'm not going to be able to sample all 800 craft beers this year. I'm going to try, but I don't think I have the stamina anymore to get through all that.
Well, do your best, and we'll see. But, all right, so you're not going to do that. That's a lot of beer, isn't it? I mean, that's a lot.
It is, and if the thing ran for 2 weeks, I could probably do it, but I'm just, it's one of those things. But I will contribute my effort. I'll be in there. It's a team thing. Beer drinking is a team thing. So, and speaking of beer, they're not going to be having a festival for beer, but Frankenmuth has their Auto Fest coming up this weekend.
All right,
so
do tell.
Car enthusiasts, they're going to be over 2,500 this year, they're saying.
In Frankenmuth.
Classic cars, street rods, muscle cars.
And 25, that's a lot of cars. I mean, that's just a tremendous amount.
Yeah, and if the weather holds up, they'll be out there. Going to be a big block party, and they're going to be playing some oldies, so you'd fit right in, Steve.
Because I'm old? Thanks a lot. Greatly appreciate that.
You you're not old compared to... I got socks older than you. But
why you got to pick on me? I have feelings,
Yeah,
I have feelings.
So that's what's going on there. We get way down south. I don't want to forget Posen. We'll go back to Posen. But the road trip of the week...
Okay.
Hudsonville is having their great outdoor jamboree. They've been doing it for years, and it's really a festival that's aimed at the young people, teenagers, where they get hands-on instruction, archery, fishing, camping. They have birds of prey demonstrations, rescue dog demonstrations, and they have a youth chucker hunt.
I like that.
Pronouncing that correctly, but a youth chucker hunt. Have you ever been on one?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Have you ever eaten one of those?
No, I have not. Not that I mean, yeah. Maybe. I won't say no, but I don't think so.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list. It's the, you know, it's the native, it's the national bird of Pakistan. Anyway, they're brought over here because they're hardy birds. They're great wing hunting birds. And while our pheasant population is regrowing, this is one of the birds they use for teaching people safety in the woods and how to hunt birds.
Yeah, and it is the national bird of Pakistan. That's true.
Yeah, well, you probably already knew that, yeah. But I'm preaching to the choir here.
Right. So. I didn't even know I sang. That's good stuff.
And, you know, they're also, you know, the other thing down there, they're going to have the mountain men there. And so you can learn how to throw a tomahawk or a hatchet.
I don't want to throw a flaming axe.
I mentioned this last week. Axe growing is throwing is growing in popularity.
Especially among women.
And especially, yeah, it's a big one among women. So
there you go.
That might be a place where you could meet some women.
All right, well, you know, women that throw axes, they scare me just a wee bit. I mean, I'm fearless, Ron. I'm fearless, and that scares me just a wee little bit. Let me ask you something real quickly. We got 1 minute left. You got 30 seconds to answer the question. Who do you know that's really good with a chainsaw and chainsaw carving?
The lumberjack guys from Escanaba.
There you go.
They do a lumberjack rolling thing, and they'll carve stuff with these chainsaws. You just can't believe it.
All right, well, I'm going to call you about that after the show. There's a reason that I asked. We'll talk about that in the future. But we're going to do a little project, you and I, together. Aren't you excited? I'm going to tell you all about it when we're not on the air.
I am just so pumped. I can't stand it.
MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. If you want to be like Marquette and Frankenmuth and all the places like Benzie County and hear your name on the radio right here with our good friend Ron Rademacher, where do you go? MichiganBackroads.com. Connect with Ron. He'll talk about your event, what's going on, and talk about right here on the program statewide. Color in Vanderbilt says Elmo, by the way. Ron, we'll talk soon. Get out of here.